Hey, everybody. Welcome back to a special edition of the Crypto Rundown. This is TiVo, and I'm joined today by Brian and Joe, our pioneers in the meme coin markets, our momentum money makers. Brian and Joe are joining us to really break down one of the wildest weeks we've had in crypto this year. A little bit of a thought process there. We're literally only in the third week of the year, and this might go down as the wildest week of the entire 2025. There was so much to break down around, obviously, Trump's inauguration and, you know, him stepping into office, and then the Trump meme coin absolutely set the meme coin market ablaze. And there's no two better people to bring in to break it down than Brian and Joe. So Brian, Joe, welcome back. I think this is something we're going to be doing more often than not. And we're excited you guys to be our partners in the meme coin space. So how's everything going?
Amazing, man. It's been a crazy 7 days. I need to catch up some sleep.
Yeah, I mean, biggest day in crypto yesterday, boys. We got our boy Trump signing executive orders, having some fun with it. But it's been a big week. And you say it's one of the biggest weeks maybe in 2025. I don't know. I have a feeling it might get even crazier in a couple of weeks.
That's what we like to hear. But yeah, I definitely heard from Brian and Joe both that there were a couple sleepless nights happening over the last week. And there's a lot to break down, so we're just really going to dive into it. So just if you're listening here, this is, you know, if it's your first time listening to Brian and Joe, obviously you hear our interviews every week with Bryce and Brendan, and then you hear Brendan and I on, you know, in the midweek with the rundown of just kind of the general news, and it gives you some technical analysis. Well, Brian and Joe are, you know, I like to call them our crypto Navy SEALs. They're diving into everything momentum. They are momentum money makers with meme coins and NFTs and all that stuff. So when something happens like last week, we got to bring them in and have them break everything down. But we will start high level and then kind of funnel on down. So the first thing that literally happened yesterday afternoon was the first crypto executive order. You know, promises made and promises kept. So let's tune in here and watch the big guy sign this thing, because it was a historic moment for crypto.
It is.
Yeah, this is the Crypto EO. We're going to be forming an internal working group to make crypto, to make America the world capital in crypto under your leadership.
Which is really going up, right?
Absolutely.
Really going up.
I know.
All right, David, that's for you.
Thanks, sir.
That might be one of my favorite things is when he signed. I mean, dude, this guy has signed a couple hundred of these, you know, and then he signs it and then holds it up for the photo. It's like, and he does it with every single one, and it is pure bliss when he does it. But what a historic moment. When this broke, obviously there were a lot of hot takes of, is this officially the Bitcoin strategic reserve? Is this officially, you know, as they called it, the stockpile, right? So it's not some of the word people were, you know, the semantics of it. Oh, it's a stockpile. It's not a reserve. It's not this. It's not that. So I think there were a couple hot takes off the jump, and I'd like to get your guys' opinion of what you took away from it. That was David Sachs, our crypto czar, and he did give an interview kind of clarifying that, you know, this is just the starting point for him and his team to go and research all these things and put teams together to really decide how they want to attack this. So it wasn't any decisive decisioning on a yes, a Bitcoin reserve, no. Yes, a stockpile, no. I wanted to get your take of what you guys thought of it, because there were, you know, when this launched, everybody took their own thoughts and ran with it. So what did you guys see from this? Brian, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when Senator Loomis was tweeting out and saying there's going to be a big announcement, we all kind of like started freaking out, thinking it was going to be a Bitcoin reserve announcement. I definitely started to move the price. But after the dust settled, I started to think this is an extremely bullish situation, even though they didn't officially announce a reserve. And the more you think about it, this is really the max Trump could have done without involving Congress. And, you know, it wasn't like he's going to sell off our gold stockpile a couple of days in and start buying Bitcoin. There's obviously some checks and balances there in the system that's going to prevent that. But things that were super bullish is that he set up regulatory framework, mentioned several times there's going to be a national stockpile, and he didn't even just hold it to Bitcoin. He said that there's going to be several digital assets, which makes me even more bullish on coins even other than Bitcoin. Ensure the freedom to transact, which is kind of a term that gets thrown around, but that is an impactful statement, that it gives everybody the freedom to transact. the SEC repealed the SEB 21, I think it's called, to prevent banks to get into crypto. And if anybody's like tried to buy a house and tried to leverage their crypto, the banks don't even look at it that way. So now banks can start to hold and stock crypto. And at the end of the day, I am so bullish now. I was a little bummed out that the reserve didn't get announced and I maybe got ahead of myself. But now when dust settled, this was like the max Trump could have done just a not even a week in. And they pretty much confirmed we're going to be getting a reserve.
Yeah, I don't know how you top Brian's recap, but I'll do it in basketball terms because my friend texted me. He knew I'm in deep in Web3 and crypto. And he asked, do you think crypto is bullish after Trump goes into office? And I responded, just think about LeBron James in his prime traded into, you know, Miami Heat when Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade was also at the prime. Like, they have a rock solid team, right? That's what I'm looking at. They have a solid team with David Sacks. He's a billionaire, headed up the Token Alliance before even working with Trump. He's on the All In podcast with four other billionaires in the Silicon Valley. They know what they're doing. They're not just some, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, let's throw them on a committee type of people. They have a solid squad. They haven't even started yet. And one big takeaway that Brian didn't mention was they're not doing Donald Trump said the banks can't do centralized banking digital currency. So that was a big enemy of crypto, you know, like just being able to, like the Fed, unlimited print us into debt, right? So with that kind of roadblock or, you know, putting a stop onto that, that's a really big bullish news. But that's what I got from this initial announcement with many to come. And we're only 1 month into 2025.
Guys, it's been a massive year in crypto with big price movements, headlines everywhere, and major institutions with even countries getting involved. That's why you're here listening to this podcast right now. And if you've been curious but feel like you've missed the boat, don't worry. There's still time, like we talk about on these episodes every week. With only 21 million Bitcoin ever to exist, it's designed to be scarce. And that scarcity can mean real staying power. And the team at CoinFlip Preferred believes stepping into crypto should be simple, secure, and on your terms. That's why they pair you with a dedicated crypto expert who guides you through every step from your very first transaction to more advanced solutions. Plus, CoinFlip is a registered money services business and does not custody funds, so you stay in control and protected. With nearly a decade of collective experience, CoinFlip Preferred's client managers know the space inside and out. If you are ready to explore the world of digital assets with confidence, visit coinflip.tech/crypto101 or use the promo code crypto101 for 50% off transaction fees. Valid one per customer until May 30th, 2025.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you. Most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
Yeah, and we're really, you know, on day three, you know, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, day three of the presidency, and we're already getting crypto executive orders, including freeing Ross, which is a whole different topic that we'll touch on next week with Brendan, because I know he's passionate about that. But, you know, that's tied into the crypto Bitcoin space. So, you know, it really is promises made and promises delivered. And I think that it felt like the timeline. I said this, you know, to Bryce, and I said it on the rundown this week. It felt like the whole entire timeline was so tied on a day one Bitcoin reserve or some type of executive action that if it didn't come, there would be some type of almost sell off of people being scared. But over the weekend, you know, between the Trump meme coin and which is our next topic here that we're going to dive in and get a full, you know, breakdown for you guys is. there's so much going on at such a breakneck speed right now that you got to stay educated. And I think obviously this podcast and our channel and our community is like the number one place to do it. Maybe we're a little biased, but we're going to try our best to give you that information. So let's rewind the clock for everybody back to that Friday night, you know, the crypto ball. And, you know, it basically leaks out of the crypto ball that Donald Trump's launching a meme coin. He tweets it out. And we don't really know, right? We thought it was real. It was almost one of those things like, this can't be real. This is too crazy for it to actually be real. Did his account get hacked? And we really didn't find out until the morning when Eric Trump tweeted out, you know, or about how Donald Trump meme coin is the number one meme coin. So take us through your perspective, Joe. Let's start with you, and then I know Brian was up all night as well. But Joe, we're going to start with you this time. You know, you guys are in the weeds. So how did you identify this thing? What did you think Friday night when this got, you know, announced, and how did you guys take action?
Yeah, I got to give a shout out straight off to Brian because he messaged me immediately. Unfortunately, I was putting the baby to sleep, or else I would have made, you know, I wouldn't be here today. So he messaged at like 6, he messaged at like 6:30, and this token launched at 6. So Brian is on top of the game. Wow. And it started with Donald Trump's tweet about his meme coin. Everyone thought it was fake, right? And what happened next was that on Truth Social, he also mentioned it. So the likelihood of him getting hacked on both accounts was highly unlikely. It all pointed to his official meme site. I jumped onto the site, and I'm like, this looks very legit because it's the same format that he used for his previous 3 to 4 NFT launches. Everything up to the font. I mean, you would have to be pretty elaborate to scam someone at this level. And also what happened was that people found out that there was liquidity. There was about $40 million worth of liquidity in Jupiter Exchange. So either someone with big bags wanted to, you know, rug pull a lot of people or this was legit. And I'll go over to tokenomics in a little bit. But what happened was that there was actually earlier confirmation after midnight, Jupiter came out and said, oh, this was a great launch between us and a team supporting Trump. And then, of course, as you mentioned, TiVo, the next morning, Eric Trump went out and said, oh, this is great. This is a real deal. By that time, you were still early. Believe it or not, it was at like a $7 billion market cap, or maybe $5 to $7 billion market cap. And what happened next was that Binance listed it. So Binance listed it on the second night, and it rocketed to about $70 billion. So it was almost cracking the top 10 cryptocurrencies of all time, and it was less than 36 hours old, which is bonkers and also amazing for the industry because this all happened on decentralized exchanges. There is no way an average person could have gotten in. Only if you worked with Crypto 101 or Real Talk NFT, you know, not to pump our own bags, but unless you were a trench warrior, there is no way you could have verified it as quickly and had the liquidity inside of a decentralized exchange to, you know, get on his token. And that's why I like to give a shout out. Where's the text message to Brian? Because, you know, this is very accurate. Who's the homie that texted you about Trump? Who's the first person you messaged? Because that bond is deeper than blood. So I know you were one of the people, right, TiVo? So you may owe Brian, you know, some fine wine and whiskey like I do, because I definitely owe him something. And, you know, it was, you know, a wild time. And that was only the first 36 hours. So I'm going to pause there before I get into more.
Well, I'm going to give a shout out to TiVo, man. He sent me actually a text message before. I think I even dinged him. So that guy is on it like Blue Bonnet. I'm telling you. I was like, he's saying he's not an analyst. I was like, you are like grinding over this. And we'll even talk about the Melania token when that launched. And I got a text message a minute later. But that's for another segment here. I saw that kind of pop up on Dex Screener and through a few chats because within the first 15 minutes, like $700 million of volume just flowed into a Trump token, which obviously like popped up number one trending. And it's like, what the heck is going on right here? And that really sparked some interest. And I pushed pretty hard into it right around $700-800 million bucks, like real hard, and got super scared off right around $2 billion because I was like, there's no way this is real. There's no confirmation. He's hacked. And then I'm in chats with people, I'm messaging people. I straight up felt bipolar. Like I was freaking out. My heart rate was probably through the roof because I was like, what's going on? Okay, Brian, just take your profits. You know, you just 3X'd, almost 3X'd. You're feeling good. I pull out, and then confirmation from some other people are flowing in, exchanging text messages with the boys here on the podcast. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I think this is real. And like Joe said, it was really difficult to get in super, super early, like everyone talks about, because unless you absolutely aped in with a lot of money and you were just risking to getting rugged, because it could have been a rug pull. Because there was no confirmation. But then I messaged the group. I'm like, I'm back in. And I don't know, I think that was like a $3-4 billion market cap. I'm like, I think this is for real. And then Trump started tweeting out, Jupiter started confirming. And it was a wild night of swings. And I enjoyed it thoroughly. I could do it again, to be honest with you guys.
Just to pause there and correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, our market cap getting so high into the tens of billions of dollars like that, when you guys normally are identifying projects in this space, you know, I think I've heard you say before, like, oh, we think this is the next one to get to a $1 billion market cap. You're finding things in the 100 to 300 range, thinking that it's going to, you know, 3-4x into the billions. You know, just to show people how crazy it is, how fast, and the breakneck speed of this thing getting up to the market cap of tens of billions of dollars overnight, compared to, you know, what we talk about sometimes with you guys, like a fart coin or other, you know, meme coins, where it gets to that billion, 2 billion, and you're like, oh my God, we did it. This thing did it overnight, and, you know, 10-20x. It blew my mind, because that's all I could think about. Is that true? You know, how you guys look at these things?
Yeah, definitely. I thought that's why we got out, right? Brian got in, I got in, and then we got out because we're like, oh, it hit a billy, hit a 2 billy, you know?
Not much more to go.
Not much, exactly. But then as you start, you know, in your circles, you hear rumblings, and then Brian, I got to give a shout out to Brian. Brian's like, I'm still in it. I'm all in it. And so I went in heavier at 10 billion than I did at, you know, at 7 billion or whatever it was. And right before the Binance listing too. And Binance got power. That's one thing I realized. They have 240 million users. They rocketed that thing to $70 billion. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, dude, yeah, that's... No, go ahead, Brian. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I was just off of your question there. You hit it exactly right. Kind of the $1 billion mark is like you hit a coin. Like, this is awesome. So to see 750 million get added into 15 minutes, that's why I was like, oh my gosh, this might not be real. And I was back and forth, left and right. Swear, the accountant next year is going to be like, what exactly was going on January 21st, because I've seen a lot of transactions for a decent amount of money moving back and forth. But you nailed it. And I'm even though we've seen a little bit of a correction here, which is always, you know, typical once the dust settles and other meta comes out, I'm still pretty bullish that the Trump, I mean, he's the most powerful man in the entire world, and he dropped a meme coin 2 days before he took office as the president of the United States. You can't, it's literally a movie.
Yeah, Brent and I talked about that earlier this week, how we basically thought it was a big, you know, FU to Gary Gensler and just the whole entire, you know, other side of the political aisle of, you know, I thought it was great. It was also kind of a gift to the people of crypto, like you said, like, hey, there was no way for the average person to really dive into this thing early. This was almost a gift to the people of crypto, you know, the supporters of his. You know, if you follow him and support him and you saw this early, you know, you made out pretty good, right? So I thought it was interesting. And then he did have a clip here, so I'm going to play this now. This is a press conference and the first time that he publicly acknowledged the coin himself. So let's take a look.
Do you intend to continue selling products that benefit yourself personally while you're president?
Well, I don't know if it benefited. I don't know where it is. I don't know much about it other than I launched it. I heard it was very successful. I haven't checked it. Where is it today?
You made a lot of money, sir.
How much?
Several billion dollars, it seems like, in the last several days.
Several billion? That's peanuts for these guys.
Oh, you. Dude, that he's so great on the mic. He's a comedian. Like, he knew how good it was. He had the exact number. He wanted to make sure that that guy said the number, and then while he's waiting for that guy to say it, he cooked up, that's peanuts for these guys. Like, amazing work.
We saw a sell-off with that clip initially, which was, and I was like, why are we selling off? And people are like, oh, he acknowledged he doesn't know anything about the meme coin. And then I watched the clip. I go, this seems way more bullish than what I'm reading, because he literally said he launched it. I mean, we have like people out there that, you know, aren't launching their own tokens and then embracing it, and people are excited. He literally said he launched it. And then at the end, he's like, oh, billions is peanuts for these guys. So I actually took that clip as very bullish, even though we saw a little bit of a sell-off after it was posted.
Yeah, and then I think the second part to the story that we talked about earlier was the Melania launch. So then I think people were really excited over this, and you know, my opinions are second to yours, so I want to know what you guys think. Bullish over the Trump token. We launch it. Saturday's insane. Everybody, basically what we just covered in the segment before, and then we wake up Sunday and it doubles again from Saturday to Sunday. I know we have a link, you know, Dave Portnoy's tweeting out, my old boss, that he doubled his money and selling at the top, which, you know, even Dave will admit he never does, but good for Dave. He took his $1 million and bet on the Bills to win the Super Bowl. So it's getting crazy. It's mainstream now, right? And then everybody's aware, and so everybody's kind of like, okay, this is great. Where's it going to go? And then there's the tweet, Melania token launches live, and sent everybody into an absolute frenzy. So I want to hear from your guys' perspective. You know, what were you thinking? Obviously, you know, it was the volatility was just absolutely next level that day. So, you know, your thoughts on the Melania launch, you know, what did that do to the Trump token? And then, you know, Solana as a whole and the exchanges had a lot of issues. So, you know, the inside scoop, where are you guys seeing how that went?
Yeah, I can start. I can share my screen. And this is a good indicator of what me and Brian were going through. The most expensive sleep ever. I swear, I would go back to that, because when I didn't sleep, I was making tens of thousands of dollars. When I was awake, I was like making nothing. So I just wanted to show all the great memes that came out of this. I have to give a shout out to this one. I wouldn't short a token on which the dev has access to nuclear weapons. I mean, this is just gold. Like you mentioned, Trump is like the most memeable person in the world. And then I even had the Dave Portnoy tweet pulled up here. So just a lot of bullishness overall. And I did want to point to some affirmation that we got from, you know, the token launching is like, you know, we know what we're doing here, right? Like, we knew this wasn't listed on Binance. So that's why I went full tilt in right around this point, because Coinbase wasn't in. This was when Robinhood got in, and this is when Coinbase got in. So we knew there was movement up. We weren't just making, you know, dumb shoves all in. So, you know, it was good to see affirmation on our part, having been in the trenches trading meme coins. Now let's talk about the Melania meme coin, which was just like a nuclear bomb to the upward momentum of the Donald Trump token. As you can see here, I reached the top of about $2 billion market cap, and it's since fizzled out. And what sucked is that Donald Trump confirmed this. And kind of the perfect storm happened here. And this is where we see the absolute just downtrend of the Trump token overall. It started because of the Melania token. Like, this elevator down right here just was because of Melania. If he just said nothing and just moved the price to a policy, you know, this would have flipped Doge already. We'd be having a different conversation today. Yeah. But unfortunately, the Melania coin happened. And unfortunately, what happened also was Solana. There was so much volume in Solana, which is a great thing for anyone that got into Solana. They made a bunch of money in Solana, which is great for the Trench Wars, again, because we're all in Solana because we're out here trading meme coins. But what happened was that there was so much on-chain action on Solana that the crypto exchanges, they were selling cheap Solana. So there was like a small arb there, right? So the bots were just going ham, and it brought the blockchain to a standstill. It never went down. It just froze like almost to a standstill. And people thought that was, you know, because of Melania, and people thought, you know, people were dumping Trump. But it was just like the perfect storm, which halted all momentum that we had to go crack into the top 10 of cryptocurrency, flip Doge. And I'll stop there before we go into where we can, you know, go with the Trump meme coin next.
I couldn't have been saltier. I was mad whenever the Melania coin came. TiVo was the first guy that I talked to. He sent me a message, and that's why I give him props that he is like on it like wild. He's like, do you want to get in on this? And I was so mad. I'm like, no, I don't want it. I did get into it like 15 minutes later, lost a little bit because I just saw the liquidity getting sucked out of the Trump coin. But I was pretty salty. because it was just going to instant run to $100 per coin. It looked so strong. And when he confirmed it, it really poured some water on the fire, unfortunately. But at the end of the day, you can't be upset. I profited. I feel good. I feel really good about it. I think it was only a benefit for the Solana ecosystem, pumped some liquidity in there, made people bullish. I mean, again, we have the President of the United States with a meme coin, and Joe and I talk about meme coins literally every single day, talking about with our newsletters, with our community, with our friends. It's what I live by. So to see something so bullish pop up. But yeah, when Melania coin came up, I was not happy. And then there was a whole bunch of other spinoffs that were being pop up. The official Eric Trump coin, the official Barron coin. Now, those weren't really his kids, but that caused a little bit of a fear. Like, is every Trump member of the family going to kick out an official coin? And we saw a sell-off. You know, it sucked at that time, but I'm getting over it.
It was funny when the family tree graphics started popping out and be like, oh my God, we have so many to go.
The best memes came out last week. The best memes I've seen.
It was an all-time internet week. It really was. It never it was stops. Awesome. The script writers for 2025 in the Matrix here are just on the top of their game, as they always have been, it seems, for the last 4 years. But yeah, I think, you know, it was... Brian was sad. I was texting him. I was like, oh, here we go. Let's go. And then you're like, no, he's ruining it. He's ruining it. And it's like we caught lightning in a bottle and just, you know, kind of started to spread the liquidity. And, you know, it kind of took the wind out of the sails now. But I think that, you know, just a pause for some shameless self-promotion is that, you know, this is what Brian and Joe do. And, you know, I think we're going to give you guys some more insight into the back half of the show here of all the other things that this kicked off for a crazy weekend in that, you know, momentum, money makers, you know, meme coin game. And Brian and Joe do have their own community. So if people are interested in that, you know, the links below, this is the type of insight you get, but you get access to them basically, you know, every day and what they're seeing and the specific insights to stuff when it's going on. But we're also going to do this, you know, a lot from time to time on the podcast, and it's always going to be completely free. Just wanted to plug that for their community real quick, but Let's move on, fellas. Like, obviously this ignited a wild frenzy on Solana, like we talked about. People were having trouble transferring money, making transactions, but it also kind of kicked off a fury of a lot of other projects that you're saying. Brian, I know you brought in the notes of, like, there was a lot of other stuff going on this week as well that caught your eye. So break it down for the people. What were you seeing?
Yeah, there were a lot of coins that started to pop off onto the Solana ecosystem. The meta changed a little bit, like some old coins, dusty coins that really haven't had any traction for months and months started to get funded and start popping. We even had a Coinbase tweet just the other day where they mentioned, like, hey, you guys like meme coins, huh? And, you know, of course, like, that got tons of interaction. Yeah, right there. So you guys like meme coins, huh? Noted. And then they go and listed one of their top meme coins, Toshi, which absolutely ran as well. Ross Ulbricht, who was the creator of Silk Road, love him or hate him, everybody I think in the crypto circles kind of looks at, he kind of got a raw deal on a sentencing. I think he was sentenced like two times as long as like El Chapo. But people, he was released. Another thing you've been saying, Tivo, is Trump kind of fulfilled his promises and he released him day two of taking office. So kind of another tip of the cap to the crypto community, because I don't think there's not a lot of people out there in the crypto community who thought he should be locked up for too long. I mean, he definitely did some bad stuff. Not gonna lie. But he was definitely made an example of, and they created this coin, and there was tons of Ross coins. I've actually been in like six of them, believe it or not, over the past few months. But this was, I think he got 30% of the funds. He took home six figures from a donation here to kind of help him get back on his feet. Don't know how much money that guy has at the end of the day. He could have some like crypto stowed away. I have no idea, but kind of a spinoff of this meta we're seeing attached to people, SocialFi, and then even Fartcoin. We love our Fartcoin. We think it's a great meme coin out there. It's actually an AI meme coin. But Joe called this out pretty early, this fart strategy. It's essentially the micro strategy for Fartcoin. So you'll see Michael Saylor tweet, you know, something, a very similar tweet about MicroStrategy buying Bitcoin, how much they bought it for, at the average price on what date. And that's what Fart Strategy is doing right now, but they're buying Fartcoin. So it's kicking off a lot of hype within the industry. And then to just name a couple other tokens, Anime was a very big project with Azuki ecosystem. They had a debut of their token people have been waiting for. And really, that went under the radar because of all these executive orders have been signing. I mean, it still was a 1.2 billion FDV. It's going down a little bit now, but really overshadowed. And then I was saying, like, some dusty coins that came out of nowhere. Vine, the social media app, the co-founder launches a Vine token and it runs to like $350 million. Yeah, look at that. And since then, it's kind of peeled off down. And then last but not least, we have John McAfee. If anybody's familiar, he was kind of a known personality in the crypto world. He's supposed to chop off his body part at one point. He needed on camera through a bet, but he's since passed away. But his wife, who was always very connected to John, made I think it's an AI coin, or at least has AI in the name, and launched it. And it went up to like 20, 25 million bucks, promising some more information. But you can see that anybody that had a connection with coins, Ross or John McAfee, Trump, that's kind of the meta changed. But one thing to note, all of these coins are found on Solana. And that's really where the liquidity is because of this Trump coin. Not to say it's not going to flow to Base or flow to other ecosystems. It definitely will eventually. But Solana is kind of the trenches right now. And there's even one more point. I don't think we have the news up. We saw a pretty nice bump in AI tokens over a day or two because Trump signed an executive order that they were going to put $500 billion into the United States becoming an AI leader. So all the AI tokens surged. Of course, really the ones found on Solana as well. And that was very interesting because I love that sector overall. I think that that's like a $15 billion sector, I think, as of today. I really think the way AI can integrate with crypto long term, if that's meme coins, if that's utility coins, that whole sector is going to $50 billion, $100 billion. There'll be some bumps in the road, though. There always is. New meta, new ideas popping up. But I'm really bullish on that sector.
Yeah, I want to just touch base on what Brian said. That there's plenty of opportunities, right? Donald Trump, if you got in when the major exchanges opened up, you're maybe hoping for a 1-2x, right? But Fart Strategy, you would have made 40x if you got in. You know, it's that's how wild this industry is. And also, I just wanted to touch back on Trump coin just for one more second because it's by no ways, you know, done. It's still got room to run. It's only been 7 days, you know, in comparison to everything that we're talking about. And just a quick look, like the NFTs popped up 7x, which we can talk more about later on. There might be utility. There might be further airdrops of this meme token to other people. There's a 3-month unlocking period that's coming up. And there's also, you know, a 3-year vesting period. So something to watch out for. One thing that we don't know where it's going to happen is, you know, where is it going to be? And I liken it to Doge or GameStop. You know, Trump was a, you know, whatever it means to you, whatever it represents to you, you know, that's it symbolizes something for someone, right? So where can this price go from here? I'm pretty bullish on it. I still hold a decent position. I took a lot of profit, thankfully. And it's pretty much took the brunt of all the negativity that you can think of. A Melania token, a Baron token, Solana locking down, all exchanges launched. It's finding its bottom right now. Where that's going to be, I don't know. But between here and 3 months before the next unlock of 36% of the token supply, it's anyone's guess. Trump is well known for giving utilities for his NFTs. You can have dinner with him in Mar-a-Lago. If he goes out and says, hey, if you have 1,000 Trump tokens, you could come to my rally. This, you best believe this thing going to the moon.
Yeah, it's an interesting point of, you know, I actually mentioned this on a Wednesday, how I was upset because one of the 1-star reviews, and we have tons of 5-star, majority 5-star reviews on this podcast, but one of our 1-star reviews was from back in the summer when we were just covering Trump launching his NFT, and, you know, we were called Trump Trumpers and Trump NFT shillers, and Brendan and I didn't even own any of it. We were just talking about it because it's in the news and it's what you got to know. And obviously this is, you know, for somebody who politically might not side with Trump but's into crypto, you know, it's a Trump heavy episode, but it's just, it's too big to ignore. And Joe brought up a good point of, you know, if you bought those back then, you know, we're talking 5, 6, 7x on your, you know, on your investment or your gamble, whatever you want to call it. But hey, you know, that's what we try to do. We try to bring you the news and, you know, and show you what's going on in the space. And I think it's a good time to, you know, pause and always say like, hey, this isn't personal financial advice for everybody, for anybody. You know, we're just a couple guys entertaining, talking about crypto and letting you know, where we stand on it. And if it's something that, you know, you find interesting, we appreciate you joining us. But where do we go from here? I think you guys both have kind of said you're bullish on the space and, you know, the momentum keeps going and we're getting our regulation and our guardrails. You know, what are you looking for now after we kind of had this hectic week? You know, what do you see inside the momentum verse that you guys live in, and what are you eyeing up for keeping tabs?
I can start off since I just talked about this not too long ago. So we saw a $90 billion loss in crypto market cap across all across meme coins, across NFTs that all went into Trump. It's a very thin market cap, you know, facade. It's liquidity is what rules, right? And the reason I bring this up is because with all the bullishness on the Bitcoin Reserve, MicroStrategy looking to buy $45 billion more of a Bitcoin, front running by countries, Bitcoin could steal the spotlight is my, it's not a bearish sentiment, it's bullish for Bitcoin, but bearish for alts and meme coins in the short term. On the opposite side of that end though, because I live in San Francisco, AI is just, it's on every single block. It's on everyone's mind. It's on everyone's topic. If you don't, if you're not within the AI sector, you're being left behind. And we're seeing that with the Mag 7, who people thought Google was dead in the water. But Google has absolutely crushed it with the Gemini, with their AI. X has Grok, their AI. Facebook just announced today that they're building a Manhattan-sized server, right? They're getting the AI that's going to change the world. What I'm saying, how is this relevant, is what Brian said. This $18 billion, $20 billion all-time high AI meme coin sector might take the entire meme coin sector and absorb that. Basically, it's going to be all into AI is what my bull case is for 2025. That sector alone, we've been diving deep, me and Brian. It's changing at a rapid pace. Like, it's being integrated into meme coins. It's being integrated into NFTs. It's being integrated to DeFi. I'm sure you and Brendan talk about that, TiVo. It's just going to absolutely crush mindshare. I don't see that going anywhere else, personally.
Yeah, similar sentiment there. I'm very bullish on the AI sector. Obviously, it can be extremely volatile. Different AI agents are popping up everywhere. One's catching a lot of mindshare, but then the next week, another one pops up that's even more sophisticated, and all the money flows into there. So you really have to be. They trade like meme coins. But it's extremely exciting, and you catch the right one. You might lose on four, but you catch the right one, and that, you know, makes up for all the losses. Now, there's definitely some clear market winners out there, and Joe and I talk about that within our community, that there's just some that are building some very interesting infrastructure plays, or they're building platforms where they're developing AI agents. And they're just, you know, really strong developer teams. And we even saw ChatGPT, I think it was yesterday, where they launched an AI agent of some sort, like Operation, where it's Operation AI, where it's an AI agent where you can book travel through. So that this is not going anywhere anytime soon. And of course, there's always going to be volatility there, but that volatility is not a bad thing. I say it to everyone, as long as you're not pushing your entire stack into a coin, and volatility gives you opportunity. Once volatility's gone, it's trading like a mutual fund. I'm not for me. You know, I'm in it for the big wins. I'm in it for the successes. And whenever I get a win, I do personally peel off and I move it into my favorite coins. I move it into Bitcoin. I move it into Solana. I talk a lot about Prime and their staking features. I move it into these coins that don't have as much volatility but have massive upside. And I do think with the strategic Bitcoin reserve not being executed when we thought, the market didn't, I mean, we didn't love it, but it didn't absolutely crash to 90,000. I mean, what are we sitting at, like $105,000 Bitcoin? If you told me that a few months ago, I would have been elated. So this just gives me probably 6 more months to stack some Bitcoin and to make some more money, to get some more volatility exposure. I'm going to probably dabble in the AI market. I'm going to dabble in meme coins, peel my profits off, put it into my savings account, the Bitcoins of the world, and just ride. And I'm extremely bullish on Solana too for so many different reasons. There's just so much activity. It's the greatest, it's the greatest casino in the world. I was telling my buddy at the gym the other day about meme coins. I've been trying to, and he's like, I just don't get it. And I look at him, I go, you sports bet a lot. He goes, yeah. I go, Solana is the greatest casino in the world, open 24/7, and you could take $100 and turn it into thousands off of just one win. Now you can get dusted just like your 22 leg parlay you put in, Curtsy. You could get dusted, but it's the greatest casino in the world. And he looks at me, he goes, that's the best use case I've ever heard for these meme coins. I go, it's a casino. Like, and I take it hard when I get a loss. And especially if we give a recommendation and it doesn't do well, I take it very personal and I don't love it. But I really do try to do all my due diligence of who's the team behind it. What are they building? Are they the only person in that market? Are they in a niche market for the AI agents or the AI infrastructure? And you make a calculated bet. You want to have a decent shot, because if it pops off, one of those coins that might be $100 million market cap will 10x in just a few weeks. And we've had several. I mean, hats off to Joe as well, because he's had some real big winners, 10, 20Xs. And it didn't happen right after our call. Just for anybody that might be in our private community, yeah, we might have some volatile days, but when you zoom out, we bought it at 100 million. I think Virtual's Protocol was the one, Joe. You called it so early. It was like 300 million, and it ran up to $5 billion since corrected. But those are huge wins, and it happened in like under 60 days. You're never going to get a return like that anywhere. And it's really just evaluating the sectors you believe in, the projects you believe in. And there's got to be a little bit of gamble in your blood, no doubt about it. It's just, dude,
I make that comparison all the time. When there's, you know, friends or people talk to me and they're like, oh, this is, you know, what is it? Like, what's a meme coin? I was debating. It was so funny because I just fucking 10x to Trump coin. And so I start debating with this guy that I know who's a financial advisor. And he's a really nice guy. But he's like doing the content game and he's building his book. And he's making these videos and he's kind of like, you know, jabbing at crypto and meme coins and all that. And I'm just like, you don't understand, dude. So we were debating in the late hours of like literally Friday evening as I was making bank, pumping bags on the Trump coin. And I was like, you just don't like, he's like, what's is it? I don't get it. Like, what's the point? And I was telling him, like, listen, like, do you use DraftKings? He's like, yeah. He's like, okay, it's the same. It's literally the same thing. It's gambling, but like you're gambling on culture and what you think. And it makes sense once you understand it, but if you don't, it's a critical thinking exercise for sure. And then yeah, once you get one of those winners, I mean, you're hooked. But you know, you guys crush in your community and everybody loves you there, so you know, you definitely do your due diligence. But just really, really excited to have you guys, and like our whole entire team as a whole, everybody from, you know, Bryce and Brendan to you guys, Rohit, like we bring such a unique perspective of covering basically the whole crypto universe in a way, like from very technical and, you know, engineering views to trading views to meme coin views to like me with social sentiment and social media. It's like, it really is a great team. So I think if you're listening here and you made it this far in the podcast, you know, you're in the right place. And, you know, we get a lot of new listeners when stuff like this pops off. So I hope you'll come back and join us. You know, to talk with Brian, Joe again, Brendan and Bryce and the whole team. And if you're a, you know, continuous listener, we got to come up with a name for our listeners, you know, pardon my take as the award-winning listeners. We got to come up with a name for ours, but, we appreciate you guys listening. The numbers have been great. The feedback's been great. Brian and Joe, you guys have been great. Thank you for taking the time. Like I said, the last time we had John, I'm sure we're going to have you back again soon. Thanks everybody for listening, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger, and you can get started now by saving when you join today. We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need, and you can work out your way on your time at any convenient location near you, most open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save. Just $1 down, $15 a month. See Home Club for details.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's VANTA.com/simplify for $1,000 off.